let you in assuming the chairmanship of the second PrepCom for 2020 NPT Review Conference and assure you of our firm support. Align ourselves fully with the statement of the European Union and with the statement of the progressive approach made by representative of Australia, we would like to highlight some issues of particular importance to Estonia. A full version of the statement will be shared on PaperSmart system. Mr. Chairman, for Estonia, the NPT is truly the cornerstone of global efforts to pursue nuclear disarmament, non-proliferation, and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. We are approaching 50th anniversary of this unique multilateral instrument, which plays a vitally important role in international security, paving the way towards creating conditions for the world free of nuclear weapons. Further security interests of all countries are addressed. Estonia is committed to making efforts in order to advance the tangible progress under the 2010 Action Plan in accordance with a progressive approach to be pursued in a pragmatic and responsible way. To this end, we support 2016 UN General Assembly resolutions on FMCT and nuclear disarmament verification. My country is proud to participate in the work of high-level FMCT expert preparatory group, and it's our hope that the progress will bring us closer to the commencement of official negotiations. We also welcome establishment of the GGE to consider the role of verification in advancing nuclear disarmament. We are confident that the only way to achieve complete elimination of nuclear weapons is through an effective, verifiable, and irreversible nuclear disarmament. The CTBT is of crucial importance to nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. We acknowledge the progress made in strengthening the verification regime. We encourage the remaining countries to seek early ratification of the CTBT and consider its universalization and entry into force to be top priority. We urge the state, particularly those whose adherence is required for the CTBT to enter into force, to sign and ratify the treaty without further delay. The nuclear and ballistic missile programs of DPRK remains a threat to global peace and security. We are convinced that the international community should stand united and maintain pressure on DPRK until DPRK authorities will suspend their unlawful programs and return to compliance in complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner. We welcome the latest encouraging news from DPRK, and as a next step, we urge DPRK to sign and ratify the CTBT without delay. We regret continued non-compliance by Syria with its safeguards agreement on the NPT and strongly urge Syria to resolve all outstanding issues in full cooperation with International Atomic Energy Agency. With regard to the use of weapons of mass destruction, Estonia condemns in the strongest possible terms the repeated use of chemical weapons in Syria. The international community must end impunity for such war crimes. My country remains committed to supporting the joint comprehensive plan of action between EU+3 and Iran and its full implementation as verified by the International Atomic Energy Agency. This is a multilateral successful endeavor concluded in full conformity with the principles of NPT. Mr. Chairman, the three pillars of NPT stand for peace, security and trust. We believe that the strategic decisions by Ukrainian government from more than 20 years ago to join the NPT as a non-nuclear state in favor of security assurances was the right one. We regret that Russian Federation was clearly violated the Budapest Memorandum in connection with its illegal annexation of Crimea. We call upon Russia to refrain from threat to use of force against the territorial integrity and political independence of Ukraine under the Budapest Memorandum of 1994. Full compliance with Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty is crucial. In this regard, we urge Russia to address serious concerns of non-compliance in a substantial and transparent way and to remain actively engaged in a dialogue with the United States. We also encourage the US and Russia to extend New START treaty and pursue discussions on confidence-building measures and further reduction of their arsenals. Mr. Chairman, we believe that 2018 PrepCom should reflect on practical progress on many items of the 2010 NPT Action Plan, including the developing nuclear disarmament verification capabilities, increasing transparency measures, negotiating FMCT, and achieving an early into force of CTBT. Focusing on common goals and engaging constructively will help us to strengthen the NPT regime. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of